And so finding a posture that feels relatively comfortable. And we'll begin with this exploration of relaxing the body and relaxing the mind. And we'll do this systematically by scanning through the body and noticing if there's tension and seeing if there can be a conscious relaxation of that tension. And so starting with exploring the sensations at the top, the crown of your head, and seeing if there can be a relaxation of the muscles at the crown of the head. Relaxing across the forehead and around the eyes. Relaxing the face, around the mouth and jaw. Relaxing down the back of the head and the back of the neck, the front of the neck. Relaxing the shoulders. The arms, the hands. Seeing if there can be a softening of the muscles of the chest and upper back. Relaxing the muscles around the rib cage. Maybe taking a deeper breath. Noticing how that stretches the muscles on the in-breath and allows there to be a relaxation of those muscles on the out-breath. Maybe a second deeper breath. The deeper breath in this way can be a real support both for relaxation and alertness. The oxygen both energizes us and relaxes us. And then letting the breathing return to normal. Relaxing across the stomach and abdomen. Middle and lower back. Relaxing the hips, the pelvis, the legs, the feet. And then maybe it's also possible to consciously relax a little bit in the core of the body. So it's not always possible, but just check in and see if it might be possible to relax inside the throat. Relax the heart. Maybe the stomach can relax. Maybe the intestines can relax. And then, too, exploring the possibility of relaxing mental tension. A tense mind tends to be caught up in thoughts of past or future. And so just checking in, maybe there's a possibility of relaxing any pull to thoughts to past or future, relaxing the mind. And in Buddhist psychology, there's not so much of a distinction between the heart and the mind. And so we can also think of relaxing the heart. Is there a way to relax any constriction or contraction in our hearts? And as we relax, as there's a little bit of relaxation in our bodies and hearts and minds, sometimes we can recognize a very natural awareness that's here. And so, are you aware? Already aware. And what is obvious already? What is being naturally received in experience? This might be something quite specific, such as a particular sound or body sensation. Or it almost might be something more vague and diffuse, like a sense of the body sitting here, not so much a specific sensation, but more of a sense of being. Or maybe a sense of a state of mind or heart that doesn't particularly have a name but is there. So sometimes what we are aware of is very precise, and sometimes it's more like a mist. It's more like we might know fog if we were to walk out into fog. Not by knowing a specific sensation, but more the overall feeling. And so if it's not something precise that is known, that's okay. Are you aware? And maybe you don't even have a name for what you're aware of. That's okay too. Relax. Are you aware? What is coming to you in that simple awareness? letting yourself be available to receive. If the mind feels like it's spinning a little bit and not able to land with this exploration, it's fine to pick something obvious, just the most obvious thing. Just pick something, contact of your hips against the chair, or hearing, or a breath, as a place to begin. Yes, right. This, I am aware of this. But then no need to hold tightly to that. As we land in awareness of something, as we're aware of that thing, we may begin noticing other things coming in, other things being received. Allow the container of our mindfulness to broaden, to include that. To receive what wants to be received. Sometimes what is most obvious to us is something we have an idea about that I can't be mindful while that's happening. Sleepiness, maybe, or restlessness, or thinking. It is actually possible to be mindful of anything. And so if you're noticing sleepiness or restlessness, if you're having anything like the thought, I can't be mindful while this is happening, I propose that there is enough mindfulness to know, oh, sleepiness is happening. Restlessness is happening. Or even thinking is happening. This is the experience right now. It's like this right now. And what is your relationship to what is happening right now? How are you with what is happening? Do you want something to happen? Want something to stop happening? Maybe there's confusion. Or maybe there's the relationship of, this is okay. Again, not trying to figure it out, but dropping in the question and seeing what's revealed. If nothing is particularly revealed, just continue. Relax. Am I aware of what? Remembering the level of effort is just enough effort to be aware of this moment. What's obvious in this moment? And then, again, just enough effort to be aware of what's obvious in this moment. Not picking up the entire rest of the sitting in a moment, but just this moment experience, meeting this, that's enough. And then doing that again and again.